Because we have the capacity to choose and change our circumstances. So choice here is about we can have a right, correct motivation. So I'm using the word correct in terms of correct in as much as something that will lead to enlightenment. Correct, we can develop the correct motivation, intentions, volitions in ourselves, directions, and therefore we can modify our actions, and therefore we can modify the consequences that we that result. So there's greater freedom of action than in other realms, and we can generate skillful actions and consequences as well as unskillful. In the other realms, well, particularly the ones with with all of them, they need outside help. So in the Wheel of Life, you know, there's figures that appear in each realm. So that sometimes it's a Buddha figure, or sometimes it's Avalokiteshvara appearing in each of the realms. And that's because in those other realms, there's help, particularly those other realms, there's help required to get out of them. There's also a Buddha or a form of Avalokiteshvara that's associated with the human realm. I mean, it's no harm to have a bit of help. but we do have a greater freedom of action than in other realms. So that's part of what's precious. And why that comes about is because of something I mentioned this morning, that we experience a balance of pleasure and pain. We experience enough pleasure. We have enough of capacity to respond to beauty, for example, to help us aspire to spiritual beauty, to the unconditioned, to put it like that. So we have enough pleasure to enable us to do that. And long for that kind of spiritual beauty in our life, and not so much pain, that the pain overwhelms us. If there's too much pain, then you're overwhelmed. Actually, you haven't actually got the energy, or the capacity, or even the opportunity, to respond to beauty, to maintain. You might have a spiritual aspiration, but it's very difficult to maintain it if your life really is overwhelmed with suffering. So enough suffering, not enough to overwhelm us, but enough to give us a bit of discontentedness about samsara. That's the value of being in the human realm. So there's enough pleasure to help us aspire to live a spiritual life, and we have the capacity to see a spiritual beauty and want, long for that. And there's enough suffering, unsatisfactoriness, to leave us feeling discontent, even with the pleasures of samsara. There's just enough of a discontent with samsara to spur us on a bit, but not too much that it's overwhelming. And not only is that painfulness enough to leave us with that discontent with samsara, it also helps us engender compassion for ourselves and for other people, because we can see that other people get themselves into the same pickles, the same what is translation for pickle? Well. Troubles, yeah. People get in the same sort of circumstances, and you see your friends, see other people, you know, repeating the same things that you do yourself, and you know, and feel a sort of feel empathy for that. So it's part of humanness, being able to feel empathy, being able to imaginatively identify with other people's circumstances, not be so kind of caught up in our own. So there's a balance of pain and pleasure, and there's also a balance of action and results of action. So in the hell realms, for instance, you just experience the immensely painful consequences of previous action that's involved violence and hatred. So you are reaping the consequences of that, and it's unremitting. And immensely painful in those descriptions. In the Hungry Ghost realm, you're reaping all the consequences of previous extreme states of craving and greed and avarice. So in those realms, well, in the God realm, you're reaping the extreme consequences of actually skillful action, but it's bliss. It's so blissful that you'd never think of, well, you're not going to be dissatisfied with it. It's not, won't last forever. So you won't, you just have no thought in the God realm of any necessity to practice a spiritual life. I mean, how would you? You know, as far as you're concerned, all your happiness is there. It's descends from heaven, as it were, or you're in heaven. In the Hungry Ghost realm, or the Hell realm, or even the Asherah realm, which is about jealousy, envy, you're reaping the consequences of other unskillfulness. And there the difficulties are, and the unremittingness of that, those consequences are also enough that you don't really have the chance to act differently within that. It's more a question of waiting till it finishes, unless someone's there to nudge you. Now, I came across a little story recently. Well, it was probably in the Dual Ornament of Liberation. It was in a talk I was listening to. If you're in the Hell realm, although on the one hand, really, it's a question of waiting until that the consequence of previous, you know, hateful action has passed, actually, you can also be out of it like that. One compassionate thought for another person will get you out of the Hell realm. So isn't that interesting? Because it's a compassionate thought, but it's for someone else. So it's, you look at someone else who's in this Hell realm, and you go, oh, and feel you have an empathetic, at least, response or a compassionate thought. Your thought then is not for yourself, and you're also in the same realm, remember. Your thought is for them, and you have the wish, if only that would stop for them. If only they were free from that suffering. You just have a compassionate thought. That gets you out. Because to do that, you have to stopped identifying with the state that you're in. You've crossed over. Your sense of I has dropped for a minute, and you've crossed over, and you're just seeing another person and responding to their suffering. So I was very taken when I heard that way of putting it. But on the whole, on the other realms, what's there is the results of previous action. But in our realm, in the human realm, both are there. There's a balance between the consequences that we experience, but also a freedom to act. There's a freedom to act because the consequences are not extreme. There is painfulness and there is pleasure, but not the extreme forms of them. And therefore, they're not so long lasting. That gives us more freedom to act ourselves, and it also gives us. Because of our reflexive consciousness, we have the freedom to choose how we act.